Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are still creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And in light of the recent tragic incidents that are happening, and I don't have to particularly mention anyone because there are multiple happening all the time, this gives me a moment, you know, to take pause. It gives me, I am encouraged and also provoked to take pause, to just simply be thankful for life, to be thankful for the opportunity to wake up, to get up, to breathe, to say hello to the people I love, to speak, to think, to create, to laugh, to cry, and to create. And so if you are listening to this, it means you are blessed and highly favored. It means that you have another opportunity once again to do it again. You have another opportunity to get it right. You have another opportunity to take whatever life has thrown your way and throw it back. That's right. If life has thrown some stuff to you, then guess what? You get the opportunity to throw it back. And I have to say that everything is possible for those who believe. So no matter what your situation is, no matter what it looks like, understand that everything is possible. I get the opportunity to talk to so many people who are struggling. You send me emails. You follow me on social media. Then y'all want to get real detailed and start asking specific questions like, you know, what time am I eating dinner? It's so funny. I just love it. And maybe not that particular question, but you'll ask a question about your specific financial situation, which I love, but I'm not able to give those kinds of public responses to situations without seeing the entire scenario. And I get people from all walks of life, celebrities, entertainers, VIPs, stay-at-home moms, people on welfare. It doesn't matter. And I love and treat everybody the same. But let me tell you what I love about this one particular lady who reached out. Everything is falling apart. She is in a debt consolidation program trying to catch up on her bills. Another creditor has actually taken her to court and won a judgment and is garnishing her wages. And everything that can go wrong is going wrong. But let me tell you what's going right. She is not giving up. She's not giving up. When she got the email that says, do this so you can get on the path to financial freedom, she did it. When I told her, you need to think about bankruptcy, she did it. So what I'm going to say to you right now, if you can look up, you can get up. And if you are waiting on a come up, then the come up is in your get up. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. That's what we're going to talk about today. But right now, we have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Thompson. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
She's spending a lot of money.
She stops asking me for money.
She has a spending problem.
You gotta zip that lip.
I took the money because she owed me.
So you're tipping the strippers with her money.
She's lying.
I want to whoop you in this courtroom, but they won't give me no belt to whoop you with.
Debtor's Court with Lynn Richardson.
Hi, this is Lynn Richardson. Are you one of the 20 in 2020? That's right. I'm going to take 20 people in the year of 2020 and help you crack the code to make your first $100,000 or your next $100,000. Visit www.lynnrichardson.com. Click Connect with Lynn. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Are you one of my 20 in 2020? Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and it is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. I am taking questions at 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. It is still the season of opportunity. This is still the season of let's do it. This is still the season of let's get it to the next level. We are still having new decade declarations and doing what we have to do to get to the next level. And so I said before the break, if you are looking for a come up, then your come up is in your get up. Get up what? You have to get up and get going. I remember when I was first responding to the requests by my team to get myself ready to do television because I had some issues with going on TV. I didn't want to be seen because I didn't want to be known because I didn't know if I wanted to smile all the time. And I didn't know if I wanted to say hello all the time because I love to work and I get in the zone. And, you know, when you go out in the world, you can't just be like that. You have to look at people and smile. Otherwise, they're going to think you are mean or and all of that stuff. Anyway, it was going to require me to grow. Bottom line, that's the end of the story. That's the beginning and the end of the story. It was going to require me to grow. It was going to require me to do some new things. And so I remember thinking, OK, so I'm in Hollywood and I've got the team in place and everybody's doing the thing that they're supposed to do. And so I'm waiting on the TV deal. And God was like, no, I'm waiting on you. And so what I had to do is I had to use what I had to get where I wanted to be. I have been a believer for a long time in this concept. I knew that television basically was extinct way back 8 years ago. By 2012, literally by 2012, it was very clear to me that television, the way that we perceive television, was no longer really real. Because I remember dropping my oldest daughter off at college. Now, when I went to college, first of all, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have anything. We didn't even have real computers. The only people who had real computers were rich. And, you know, I remember one of my line sisters freshman year, she had an IBM computer because her parents worked for IBM. But the rest of us had word processors or typewriters. People had typewriters. And if you were lucky, you had a word processor. Basically, it was a typewriter with a screen that was black and white. So at least if you made a mistake, you didn't have to start all over and do the little backspace thing on the typewriter. You know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then consider yourself blessed. But the point was, when I went to college, you had a TV in your room. But when my daughters went to college, when my oldest daughter went to college, there was no television. They watched their phone. They watched their computer. They watched whatever they had. So that was not something that was a staple. And it was very clear to me that even though there were televisions in pretty much every house across the globe, you know, in civilized, you know, places, that this was something that was not going to be the case for very, very long. And lo and behold, where are we now? Here we are in a new decade. And even prior to this decade, people watch whatever they have in their hand. They watch their phone. They watch their iPad. They watch their laptop computer. And so what I understood is if I wanted to get to the next level, then I had to use whatever was in my hand. I didn't have to wait for the TV deal. I didn't have to wait for somebody to give me a contract. I had to take my phone and put it up to my face and start talking. That was my first television. So I started doing my little videos, and I was talking about buying a home-based business. And I remember because it was also my first year doing a vision board, and I'm looking at that vision board right now. And on that vision board, I see things like action and camera. There's a picture of Oprah there. And, you know, it wasn't too long thereafter that I got the call to be on the Steve Harvey Show and, you know, all these other great things. So what I'm saying to you is you are the CEO of your own life. And if you want to be successful, then you have to run your life like a business. If you don't know that you're the CEO, then elect yourself CEO right now and run your life like a multi-million dollar corporation. Get up. Do the best you can where you are with what you have right now. Let me repeat. You may not have everything. You may not have all the resources. As a matter of fact, you may be down under the ground and trying to come up. But do the best you can where you are with what you have right now. Stop looking at the rest of the world to give you a come up. Stop looking at your friends and your family members who you say are not supporting you. They're not supposed to support you. Because right now, where you're trying to go, you need a blessing so big that only God can make it happen. Are you afraid to be? See, I started praying that prayer. I started asking God for stuff that only he could do. That's scary because that means you got to dream a big dream. You got to have a big goal. You got to have something that's so far-fetched that the only way it could happen is if God brings it into manifestation. So that's what I am encouraging you to do. If you are trying to get up, then if you're trying to come up, then your come up is in your get up. And we're going to talk about how you're going to get up right after the break. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We're creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. But right now, it's 1230 on the Talk of Chicago. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Jennifer Thompson. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Spending a lot of money.
She stops asking me for money.
She has a spending problem.
You gotta zip that lip.
I took the money because she owed me.
So you're tipping the strippers with her money.
She's lying.
I want to whoop you in this courtroom, but they won't give me no belt to whoop you with.
Debtor's Court with Lynn Richardson.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I am taking questions at 312-374-8130. Why? Because we're still creating millionaires, one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. I need to go on and throw in one decade at a time. But we need to get on the mission now. We don't need to wait until 2050, because by then, supposedly, we're going to be financially extinct. We are projected to have a zero net worth, which is probably really a negative net worth before this generation matures. And so we need to turn that around right now. And if you are trying to come up, then you need to get up. And the first way to get up is to get educated. Get educated and get activated. And those two things need to be done at the same time. Don't sit around and get educated and then wait 5 years to do what you saw. The Bible says, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Do them. That means you have to actually do something. The Bible also says that faith without work is dead. So your faith is great, but what work are you doing? So when I was at rock bottom trying to figure out, I took whatever I had to get to the next level. I wrote books. I went out, and sometimes I went places I had no money, but I came back with some. So if you are trying to come up, your come up is in your get up. So I'm taking questions. The first thing you have to do is to get educated and then activate what you get educated on. Don't sit around talking about who did what, why they did it, crying, complaining. If you're going to cry, you get 3 days. Jesus died on a Friday, rose on a Sunday. So if your situation dies, you get 3 days. If it goes down on Friday, you got to come up on Sunday and get to the next level and do what you can do within your means. Do the best you can where you are with what you have right now. So that's number one. But I'm going to take a caller. Kristen, you are on the Millionaires Roundtable. You have a question for me? Kristen?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you today?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Great. What's your question?
Well, I'm a mom. It's a family of five, me, my husband, and three kids. And I've been financially broke since I had kids, and I've had kids early. So I started at 18. I just want to be able to be making $100,000 in a year. So I really don't think I know how to manage money properly. You know, I try my best. I know how to survive, you know, but I don't know how to thrive.
So let me say this to you. First of all, I applaud you for even picking up the phone and calling, because a lot of times we don't want to tell people what it is. We don't want to admit it. But awareness is the key to change. Once you are aware and once you acknowledge what needs to change, then you have the power to change it. If you don't acknowledge that it needs to change, and if you don't know that it needs to change, then it's impossible for the change to happen. The next thing that I will say to you, Kristen, is to believe that the change is possible. You have to believe that right now that you are talking to me, and you are not talking to me because I'm great. You're talking to me because you're great. I used to find myself in rooms with people, you know, famous people, and I was never really in awe, but I always would wonder, wow, how did I get here? And the answer is simply, if you are in the space with great people, that means there's something great about you. So you're on this phone right now, which means there's something great about you. There's something that's stirring inside of you. And it's one of the things that I talk about in Living Check to Monday. One of the measures or one of the indicators of living a life of poverty is when you have a child too soon. And so you said it, that you started having kids early. And, you know, what happens is when you start having children, everything gets compromised. First of all, you are physically compromised. So if you were doing a certain kind of work, you can't do that work now. Or if you were too young to work, and so on. So what I'm going to say to you is eliminate everything that does not line up with your vision for what you want to see. Eliminate everything. Eliminate eating out. Eliminate people, eliminate activities, eliminate thoughts. Now, the thoughts are going to be the toughest thing to eliminate, because it takes a lot of undoing to undo the doing that you have done. Do you understand what I meant by that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was working on that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It takes a lot of undoing to undo the doing you have done, because what's in your mind controls your behind. You know, wherever you find your behind, your mind put it there. So I'm going to tell you to go to LynnRichardson.com, click connect with Lynn, put in your information. You're going to get a response probably within 5 to 10 minutes. And I want you to do what's instructed. Don't stop. Don't think. Find the thing that is the easiest for you or that's within your means, because there's something there for everybody, no matter where you are. I've got a place for you to start. And I want you to get on the path. And there's one thing, I put something on Instagram and on Facebook yesterday, and it's about the football player who was, it's a motivational message. And basically he had somebody on his back and he had to crawl across the field. And the first thing that the coach did is he blindfolded him. So when you are trying to get to the next level, you're not going to necessarily see what's next. And one thing that Les Brown always says, it's not your business how you're going to get there. Just go. Get up. Go. Don't do anything illegal. Don't do anything immoral. If it feels off, then it probably is. But find the people that you can trust. Get on the team and go. Is that good for you?
Yes.
Awesome, Kristen. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Thompson. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
She's
spending a lot of money.
She stops asking me for money.
She has a spending problem.
You gotta zip that lip.
I took the money because she owed me.
So you're tipping the strippers with her money.
She's lying.
I want to whoop you in this courtroom, but they won't give me no belt to whoop you with.
Debtor's Court with Lynn Richardson.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. If you are looking for a come up, then it's time for you to get up. If the get up is it, the come up has your get up written all over it, and your get up is going to make your come up possible. So I want you to find the power that is within yourself to do the things that you've never done. If you want to get someplace you've never been, you can't do what you used to do. If you do what you always did, you will get what you always got. So take a look around and see if you like what you have. Do you like what you have? Are you satisfied with what you have? Now, if you are content with what you have, so let me break this down. I'm content with what I have. I'm not worried about something or getting more or doing more, but this is not all that I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to do more. I'm supposed to have more so I can give more. I'm supposed to grow more so I can have more, so I can give more. And whatever got me to this point that I'm at right now, it's not going to get me to the next point. I have to learn some new things. So that's why you always have to be in the business of educating yourself and then activating what it is that you learn. And sometimes if you learn something new, you have to listen to that thing over and over and over again. I have been listening to Sandy Bakken for 12 years. When I heard that you could hire your kids to work in your home-based business and pay each one back then up to $5,000 a year, and I could save $15,000 a year on my taxes, let me tell you, I learned everything that he had. I learned, I went, I got the tools, I got the books, I listened to him 50 times, and let me tell you something, it's over a decade later, and I still listen. I still listen to webinar number one, like I'm just listening to it the first day, because it's going to reinforce something. It's going to get me something more. I'm going to learn something new. I'm going to apply something differently. So if you are trying to get up, the first step is to get educated and activated. I'm still taking calls at 312-374-8130, 312-374-8130. Taisha, you are on the Millionaires Roundtable. Do you have a question for me?
Hi, yes. So my name is Taisha Smith. I got your information from Brother Stanley Q.
Okay, now.
What it is that I'm an event planner. I've been in the industry for the past 5 years. I've recently moved to Chicago, coming from a small town called Kankakee. And I'm just wanting questions and answers, like how to market and to be able to, like, put myself out there so that I can get, you know, more clientele here in such a big city.
The number one thing that I would tell you to do, and this is for anybody, and I don't care what it is that you do, whatever your business is, the number one thing that you should do if you want to get yourself out there is to educate people for free. Let me repeat. The number one thing that you can do to get your business out there is to educate people for free. Now, you have to decide how much of what you know is going to be free and how much is then reserved for a consultation fee,
okay.
Right? But the truth is, in a business like yours, No matter how much education you give people, they still need to pay a fee in order to execute your expertise. So let me give you an example. When I knew I wanted to be in the business of helping people financially and helping people become homeowners and all of that stuff, I remember there were people in my office who just wanted to be in it to make a dollar. They did not care about educating people. They did not care about that. And I don't even blame them. That's just, that was their thing. Now, many of those people aren't in the business anymore. As a matter of fact, they went down under the ground and still trying to figure out how to get back up. But I always wanted to educate people. So I taught people how to fix their credit for free. I taught people how to fix their, you know, get their applications submitted for free. And some of those people didn't come to me. But you know what? That's okay. Because I have been running companies for people like Russell Simmons and in partnership with folks like Melody Spann, who runs WVON. And the truth is this, good givers are great getters. If you give, you're going to get. There is no way that you're going to be able to operate in the universe giving and that giving not come back to you. So if you have a business, I tell everybody, make sure your blueprint, make sure your blueprint is all over the virtual space. Make sure you have a website. Make sure you have Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Periscope. Make sure you have all of that dominated with your brand. And then come up with a message on a daily basis or every other day or some kind of motivational quote. Put that information out there.
I'm also a motivational speaker too, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Put that information out there. It might be something as simple as teaching moms how to throw their one-year-old birthday party, some little tips and guidelines. So if you're an event planner, start with events that are close to people's hearts. Like there, you know, those one-year-old birthday parties, those are like weddings, honey. People be running, child, the child only 1 year old, and it's a big old $20,000 event. Because parents are really excited when our children turn one. So we make the party, and the parties are bigger than their memory because they'll never remember that one-year-old birthday party. But if you can supply those kind of little tips, you can supply tips for baby showers. What's eventually going to happen is you're going to be giving of yourself, and then people who have a budget, because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to throw any parties. I want somebody to pay for it, to come and set it up for me. I will give you my vision and my colors. So if I see you out there doing those kind of things, then naturally I'm going to come to you. But that's the way that I would say start giving. Start giving. Put it out there every day. Be on the grind. Be professional. And I promise you, God is going to meet you with your effort, and you're going to go to the next level.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Go to Jacin.com, and I'd love to be your business coach or what have you. Go to LynnRichardson.com, click connect with Lynn. And for anybody who's out there trying to get to the next level, get up. Your come up is in your get up. We have to take a permanent break for today. It's over with. You listen to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We have to go. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.